I am George Stone. I'm editor-in-chief of National Geographic Traveler magazine.
First of all, I would like to ask you just to tell us in general about your annual Best Trips issue and how long you've been doing it.
Sure. So National Geographic Traveler magazine has had an annual Best Trips issue for about 8 years now. And our goal is to cover the best of the world for the year ahead and focus on events, places, and experiences that are particularly relevant, that are going to inspire travelers, that are going to reward travelers, and in many cases, places that are not on a traveler's radar yet. So we want to surface places that are really worth visiting.
Run down some of the places that made your list for 2019. Four categories?
Yeah. So we have four categories in our list and 28 destinations. The categories are cities, cultural places, adventurous places, and wild places. Cities, some are far off, but some are not quite so far. Kansas City is on our list. Toronto is on our list. And these are for reasons of unique events that are happening in 2019 or cultural experiences. In Mexico City, we write about the quest for authentic and traditional tortillas made from heirloom corn. But and it sounds kind of funny, but at National Geographic, we are all about cultural authenticity, all about the quest. And so the story we present starts in Mexico City, and then it goes out into the region surrounding. And we talk about the important cultural legacy of corn, dating back hundreds and hundreds of years, and also how ancient and heirloom corns are being revived and turned into really excellent products and dishes at restaurants. So one of the new trends in Mexico City is certainly rooted in one of the oldest ingredients in Mexico, which is corn. In other sections in culture, we go to Cairo, Egypt, and there we focus on the opening of the Grand Egyptian Museum, which has been a long time coming. But a lot of people might say, well, Egypt hasn't been on a traveler's map for a while, and this is true for lots of security and political reasons, but it is very much on a traveler's map. It has been historically. And the opening of the Grand Egyptian Museum, which is going to happen in 2019, is the perfect time to go. It's sort of on the periphery of the Giza Plateau, and it is just loaded with 50,000 ancient objects, and it's the most, that date back 5,000 years. And it's just a really remarkable place to get a historical background of Egypt, ancient Egypt, and really a deep immersion. Another story that I think is really cool, it's all about Tahiti. And so we sent a writer, Andrew Evans, off to Tahiti, and he tracks down the Polynesian sort of cultural associations and values with elements. So wind, water, air, and fire. And most importantly, an elusive fifth element, which is cherished in Polynesia. And this is mana, which is almost like the force in Star Wars. This is a unifying spiritual quality that binds things together and brings happiness. And so, one traveler might say, well, simply being on a beach in Tahiti in French Polynesia is happiness enough. And that's probably true. But we wanted to go a little bit deeper. In one section of this story that I think I especially like in National Geographic Traveler magazine is a decoder of Polynesian tattoos and the language of Polynesian tattoos, the symbols. So a lot of the time you can see these intricate tattoos that have, you can even see them on NFL players on Sunday if you want. But, these are elemental signs and symbols of compass, bird, turtle, spiral, sky. And they're all pointing toward, this close connection with the elements in Polynesian culture.
Now, while we're talking about your nature category, the reason we're talking is because South Walton County, Florida, made the list.
That's right. So South Walton County is one of our favorites, and for a number of reasons. National Geographic was established in 1888, and since then we have focused on conservation, exploration, and storytelling. Conservation is especially important, and one of the driving factors that helped us decide the 28 places to go in 2019 on our best trips list. So the measures that are being undertaken in South Walton County are really important and especially interesting considering that, you know, Florida has been totally walloped in the last year, as everyone knows, unfortunately, by hurricanes and red tides. But our readers, our audience, our global audience loves Florida and wants to know where to go. And it's really great for us to have a story about, you know, communities that are taking active measures to protect reefs and shores. It's interesting to redirect travelers more toward the panhandle, you know, from the other areas of Florida that they go more often, and really to talk about the biodiversity of the region, the relationship between healthy reefs and a healthy ecosystem underwater. And then in a kind of funny way, the Underwater Museum of Art, which we wrote about at Nat Geo Travel maybe 6 months ago, you know, and that's really what kind of turned our attention to South Walton, Florida. I mean, that's a funky, quirky, cool idea to have an underwater museum dedicated to art where you snorkel around and you see things. And that really challenges the idea of what is museum going, what is art. But collectively, it's this big effort to connect communities, to identify important and relevant conservation efforts, and then to take action in a meaningful way that's going to protect the shores for generations to come. So that is what we discussed about South Walton, Florida, when we were building our list.
Now, were there other things pointed out in terms of places to go or things to see in South Walton?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we took a look at the various communities, Grayton Beach, Seaside. We took a look at sort of inland parks. I think the Port Washington State Forest or the preserve, the Topsail Hill Preserve. And you know, the idea for us, especially as you know, as a travel magazine and as a travel website, is to point out tons of ideas of what people can do and types of traveling groups. So they could be families, could be just sort of a long weekend getaway. So we definitely took a look at things like, you know, charter fishing expeditions or what's going on in the food or the nightlife scene. And that was part of our reporting. But our primary focus really was coastal because it fits totally within our goals at National Geographic, where we have a massive program that's been ongoing for years about coastal conservation efforts. It's called Pristine Seas. And we're also always wanting to point out beautiful beaches and communities that have embraced sustainability.
Well, and it is pretty impressive. Last thing, because this is the only U.S. site in the nature category on the list this year.
That's right. And I mean, I think that's important. We're a global magazine. National Geographic Traveler has 18 international language editions. And then travelers, of course, are interested in the world at large. But we want to make an extra effort not to overlook the amazing assets in the United States. So there are other places, Kansas City, as I mentioned, Oakland, California, as a cultural destination is on the list. Within North America, then there's Toronto, Mexico City. So, but indeed, in the nature category, we singled out South Walton County, Florida for those coastal conservation efforts. And also because our readers love traveling to Florida, and they're always looking for a new idea. So we felt really confident that, you know, this is a great idea that is supported by a lot of community-based work, and then it's going to be an enriching travel experience for our readers.
All right. Well, we will hold it there. George, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
It's my pleasure, Sandra. Thank you very much.